NYPD video, pregnant woman brutally beaten with wrench in broad daylight. By Joshua Kaplan on July 8, 2022. The New York City Police Department on Friday released gruesome footage of a man beating a pregnant woman with a wrench in broad daylight in the Bronx. Fox News reports. The disturbing incident happened around 5:20 p.m. June 6 in the city's Bronx borough. In a statement to Fox News Digital, the NYPD said an unknown male struck a 26-year-old pregnant female victim in the head multiple times with a metal wrench. The victim sustained a severe laceration to the head and was transported by EMS to St. Barnabas in stable condition. The individual fled in a silver BMW. Law enforcement is still on the hunt for the alleged attacker, according to the New York Post. Police do not have a motive for the attack at this time. The attack comes as New York City continues to struggle to contain its crime problem. On Tuesday, an aide to New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D., was robbed at gunpoint in Brooklyn. The robbers, described as two black males, reportedly swiped items from the aide, 33-year-old Chris Baugh, and fled from the scene. One of them is said to have fled via city bike. Baugh was brought on by then-Mayor Bill de Blasio, D., within the last year. The NYPD has released photos of suspects wanted in connection with the robbery. The robbery was first reported by NBC New York. The mayor's office said in a statement following the mugging. Chris works hard for the city every day, and he deserves to be safe while conducting his job, just like every other New Yorker. Public safety has been Mayor Adams' top priority since day one, and that is why the NYPD is working diligently every day to reduce crime. As the mayor said today, he wants results as quickly as possible. And while we have seen progress over the last few months, taking more than 3,000 guns off the streets and reducing shootings and homicides by double digits, there is no overnight fix. Today's incident only further highlights the urgency to get dangerous guns and dangerous people off our streets as quickly as possible. New York City employees are city residents, and we will do everything in our power to keep all New Yorkers safe. The robbery came on the heels of more than 50 people being shot over the 4th of July weekend in the city.